Your robot starts over in base, and we have a couple missions we run. There's one that'll come and slap this down so that this will go up. And then
the Prickles meet on the stage at the Skagway School. Adelia Deitch explains how a robot is judged in a first LEGO League competition.
During the robot game, you aren't allowed to touch the board at all.
Instrument cases are piled to the ceiling back here, but the robot board has a special place in the corner, tucked behind big black theater curtains.
Our robot's name is Celeste. We named her after a star in our solar system, and we like to say that she has anxiety because she doesn't perform very well in front of other people, and sometimes we say she has arthritis.
Robot anxiety didn't stop the Prickles from winning second place at the first LEGO League state competition in Anchorage this January. That's because the robot is only one element of the competition. Teams are also judged on core values, that is, how they play the game, and a problem-solving project. This year, their project was to develop a solution for a problem astronauts face.
Are you an astronaut traveling to distant planets?
Yeah.
Having trouble sleeping and feeling sleep deprived?
Totally.
Are you seeing flashes of bright light even when your eyes are closed?
You bet your asteroid I am.
Well, I got the thing for you, the Astro Mask.
The Prickles came up with a tungsten-lined sleeping mask that protects astronaut eyes from cosmic rays. They researched the ill effects of cosmic rays and found that tungsten would indeed protect their eyes. Team Prickles is even talking to ILC Dover, a major manufacturer for the space program, about putting the product into production.
Well, anytime you can make math and language arts relevant, you're getting at what needs to be done.
Deborah Riddle is the Alaska Department of Education Manager for Student Learning and Standards Assessments. She says math and science scores have room for improvement statewide. But a few years ago, budget cuts eliminated specialists in the department.
Well, in the past, we've had content specialists. We had math, English language arts, and science. And during the last round of budget cuts, those content specialist positions were eliminated. We're since been able to get ELA and math back, but science is not.
When state resources for math and science dwindle, after-school programs like First LEGO League take on new significance. LEGO League's focus is STEM education, that is, science, technology, engineering, and math. The First LEGO League competitions reinforce the idea that STEM learning is more than a nerdy pastime. It's a path to an interesting and potentially lucrative career. Prickles coach Andy Miller says there's a LEGO League MC at the Anchorage competition who shows students what kind of careers could lie ahead.
He always brings out some alumni and shows how they're successful, that they're creating robots that are on projects on the pipeline and people who have launched things into space and things like that. He has this banner that he rolls out, and it says, "Nerd is a four-letter word with a six-digit salary." It's science. It's something that could benefit them the rest of their lives.
Another Skagway LEGO League team even takes back the nerd moniker. They embrace it with their name, the Nerdorific Unicorns. But the Prickles name is more about team dynamics.
We came up with the name Prickles on our first season because it was Animal Allies, and we did a project involving porcupines. And one of the kids discovered that a prickle is a family of porcupines. So they call themselves a family that poke each other and annoy each other. Just like any family, we have our days and our moments, but they always come together and do really well.
Embracing the prickly process of communication and teamwork is paying off for the Prickles. They're headed to nationals this summer, and then who knows where math, science, and a little teamwork might take them. In Skagway, I'm Claire Strimple.